Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local here on The Rock. And right now I got Glenn Cannon in The Damage Done.
What's up, man?
What's going on? How you doing? Glenn Cannon, Damage Done with a new member. What's your name?
Manny Rojas.
Manny Rojas, right on. Nice to meet you. And to everyone else here, we're missing one member.
We're missing one member. Jeff Eason is not with us tonight. Yes. Our boy Jeff's been helping out Spike and the Impalers, actually.
Amazing.
Jeff is a busy boy, but he sends his love. He wanted to be here, but couldn't be here. So Jeff's with us in spirit, sort of always, actually.
That's awesome. It's awesome to have Spike on the radio back in the Northwest, too.
So, dude, right?
Yeah. It's badass.
Yeah. Good things. All good things, man.
Absolutely. So, let's go around the room, reintroduce yourselves, and tell us what you do in the band.
Go ahead, Louie. Yeah.
Louie Williams, drums.
Manny Rojas, and I'm the new keyboard player.
And my name's Glenn.
Yes.
I play guitar, sing, and make people giggle sometimes.
And wiggle.
And wiggle. That's right.
We have a show to promote here. It is the album release show for a brand new album. It's at Vessel Tap House up in Linwood with Upwell Custom, Beautiful Skeletons, and a band called Ghosts of the Pacific, who we're actually going to play in a little while.
Yeah,
here,
man.
And we have a new song that we've been that's out now. It's called Hopeless. We're going to debut that here on Loud and Local. But I wanted to kind of get into, you know, everything and Manny. So coming into the band, I've talked with you guys plenty. You know, what brought you into the fold, dude?
Well, I think it was, I'm trying to think here, last November. It was the weirdest thing. I don't know what night it was, but anyways, I was thinking, what am I going to do next year? So, you know what, I'm just not going to do anything till the beginning of the new year. Sure enough, the next day, Mr. Glenn calls me.
Yeah.
So just like that, like magic. So here we go.
Yeah, I'm like the IRS. So we understand you had plans to do nothing. Think again.
That's funny. So you've been friends with Glenn for a while?
We have, yeah. We go about, 12 years or so?
Or more.
Or more, possibly.
Manny was playing in Catatone, and then he was in Mechanism. So we've known each other a long time, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that from day one, we met. It was just, in the back of my mind, I always thought we were going to do something. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. So tell me a little bit about this new EP. So what's it called?
The EP is called Stranger Days.
Stranger Days.
Which is not a play on Stranger Things. And that didn't occur to me until I was looking over the cover art and submitting everything. But basically, the band did a lot of writing when COVID happened because our West Coast tour just got obliterated. Yeah. Actually, the entire entertainment industry got obliterated. But we did a bunch of writing and then did everything.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that when you guys were like about to go out on this tour.
We had an amazing tour.
The world shuts down.
We had a weekend date at the Viper.
2020 is going to be our biggest year yet.
Oh, man, we were on fire. We had just released the two holiday singles. Oh, yeah, man. The band was like a locomotive and. I'm sure a lot of people in this world feel that way. Like, yeah, everything was going great. And then we stayed very active during COVID. Yes, and one of the things we did was rewrote a ton of material, but we picked six to release as an EP.
Yeah.
And we've been releasing them as singles every couple months or so.
Yeah.
And so Hopeless represents the last single. And then with Lance, you know, stepping back, his life picture had changed. He's got other things he's doing. And, you know, with Lance stepping back, it was kind of a cool idea. It was actually Jeff's idea. With Manny, he was like, well, you know, we know the guy can play. Let's see how he fits with us creatively. That's the most important thing. And so we hadn't released Hopeless yet.
Yeah.
So we had our producer remove the keyboard track.
Okay.
And we sent it to Manny and said, dude, just write whatever you want. There are no rules. Just write. And when we got back what he had done, it was like, oh, God. One, you've got the gig. Two, we have to get in the studio and re-record this. So, yeah I mean, Manny?
Yeah, I remember getting luckily, I think I may have heard the track with the other keyboard parts maybe once, but I really wasn't paying attention to it. Mm-hmm. So luckily that wasn't in my head. So I remember tracks without any keys on it. And literally, I think I did everything in one night. I think it was Christmas Day, right? That I sent you back the demo.
Yeah, it was. So it was a Merry Christmas.
Nice Christmas
present. Yeah, oh, dude, Brett Elias and, you know, my longtime friend and our producer. Like, it's Christmas. I'm like, Merry Christmas, dude. But by the way, and like, we spent all Christmas talking about how exciting Manny's performance was and what he brought to the track creatively. And so it was actually a killer Christmas gift. And, you know, I think Brett's probably like me, where he's like, meh, Christmas.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
So it was very cool. And that's sort of the backstory on Hopeless. And then the plan had been all along to make Hopeless the single from the EP. And all of the material was really, at least lyrically, inspired by things that had gone on during COVID. The song Strange Days was, and that was really where the Stranger Days EP title came from, but it's really written about like all the abuse on social media, the protests, you know, the charged racial climate blattering to the forefront, the California fire. California and Oregon were burning to the ground. All the madness with masks and vaccines and
toilet paper,
people dying. I saw a lot of people abusing each other on social media. It just was a crazy, and it came to be where you'd be chatting with people and the conversation with them was, oh man, strange days, right? And that was kind of how all that started. And then the rest of the material was sort of triggered by various things that were going on, at least lyrically. So it made sense to put all that in a little package, and I think as a band we're trying to kind of comment on a period of time that I think affected everyone deeply and greatly. It was a time of serious changes, usually slow and usually painful, and a lot of change went on right in the middle of COVID. So as the world is really coming off its hinges, you're trapped in your house. You know, no wonder people are nuts. What else do they have to do?
There's a lot of mental health that's going to be accounted for for the last 3 years.
So that's the whole material, or that's the story behind the material. Yeah. And then even the cover art of the EP is that it's just sort of, I don't have the words to describe it, but the photo of the Golden Gate Bridge where San Francisco's on fire. It looks like something out of a movie. And it's like, no, that's an actual photograph.
Yeah.
And so that's the cover art for the EP. And it, again, it's meant to nod towards like that moment in time. I can't even believe this is happening. Like, these states are burning to the ground. You've got protests across the country, you know, forcing social change. And there was just so much going on. Yeah, it was. Lots it was chaos. So that's what Stranger Days is really all about, you know, across the material. I mean, at least a good bit of it. Soapbox Preachers and Strange Days and Hopeless were really commentary on what was going on at the time.
Okay.
You know?
I think so, all the songs on this new EP really reflect deeply what was going on.
Well, you know, truthfully, Nobody, like that song echoes everything that was going on. You're right, man. Yeah, it all rings true.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's just us putting up a hand saying like, hey, we see you.
Totally. So this Glen Canyon and the Damage Done is now going on, is it 3, 4 years?
Four, I think. 4 years? 2019 was when we first got together.
Yeah, we released the first record 2019, July of 2019.
Yeah, but we got together in January to start putting those songs together. And
yeah, it all happened real fast.
Yeah.
Even the EP happened fast. That's been one of the great things about this band is we don't really beat anything to death. We get together, we work things out arrangement-wise, and let's get rid of this, and Glenn, that's a terrible idea, let's do this instead, and we kind of do this. And then we get them together, and then we'll get together with our producer once or twice, and then we go in the studio and grab it. And working that way, now we're in the studio, and it's a lot of, oh, my God, I didn't know you were doing that, man.
Yeah.
And it's really exciting, and I swear that comes across because we're sort of experiencing it for the first time as it's being captured.
Nice.
And it's been a super fun way to work. And honestly, I mean, we haven't really talked about it much as a band, but I don't know about you guys, but I kind of want to get into the studio as soon as we can, man. You know?
Yeah, I know I do.
Yeah, dude, right? You know, there's a ton of stuff written. We always share files and ideas with each other, and there's a library of material sitting there to choose from, not to mention we've all been coming up with stuff on our own as well. So probably wheedle it down to like another series of singles and continue to grow ourselves. As the climate changed for the record industry, which has been doing so since, good Lord, 2000, we're really focusing on our digital footprint and reaching people via Spotify. I mean, the other mediums are great as well, but Spotify seems to be the primary one. So we're focusing on that growth in that when people...
And you're experiencing it.
Well, yeah, it's been going really, really well. I mean, overall, our entire catalog material...
I see you
material,
on TikTok.
Yeah, I had to TikTok, man. I started TikToking and... Actually, I prefer TikTok to Twitter. I even started another Twitter account, and I put up like 4 posts, and I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But there are now 4 Facebook pages pretty much associated with this band, 2 Instagrams, and the TikTok.
Okay.
And we're, you know, we're cresting 750,000 collective streams on Spotify.
That's awesome.
So things are going well, but what I like about...
So that means you earn $2 or...
Oh, dude.
$2.50.
AOS... They owe us about $2,400, and we've yet to get paid.
Okay,
yep.
All right.
Which is kind of like, I mean, it's funny. I was talking with Brett about
this. You gotta learn Swedish.
Well, he was saying, he's like, dude, that's an old record industry trick, is the label would sit on the money as long as they possibly could because they would earn off of the interest, and then they'd pay the artist out as late as humanly possible.
There you go.
So you figure independent guys like us, Spotify's just sitting on whatever we earned and letting that times however many artists accrue interest, and they're making money there. And it's funny because if they gave us that money, we'd probably just reinvest it into marketing to get more streams.
Give them more content.
Yeah, that's right.
Feed the beast.
That's right. Got to feed the beast.
So the reason I brought that up, the kind of, you know, the anniversary of you guys starting as a band and whatnot is obviously people know Glenn Cannon with your time at Windowpane. You had a lot of sweat equity here in this Northwest scene. People know you from your time in that band. And then, you know, you just hit the ground running with Glenn Cannon and the Damage Done. How do you approach this project versus your past bands and also in Windowpane?
Oh,
is there a difference in how you, you know, kind of approach writing music and collaboration and whatnot?
As far as writing music and collaborating, I don't think I have changed. The people I'm working with are completely different. So it's been a very positive experience.
Yeah.
And also I think, you know, and I think that the same is true of Manny. We've all had this conversation, but both, you know, like me, Louie, Manny, and Jeff had all been in long-term bands that were filled with a lot of drama and static and tension. And that's just part of the deal.
They were marriages.
Can be part of the deal. Yeah. And so when we entered into this, I think it's kind of like, you know, when you have a couple relationships that are great but really rough, and then you have that relationship where you're like, I'm not going to make those same mistakes. Yeah. So I think...
Well, it's in the name, The Damage Done.
Yeah. Well, and initially, I had some material written and... We were doing this Glenn Cannon Blues Trio thing, and literally what I was doing is taking shows that Windowpane couldn't or wouldn't play.
Yeah.
And I was having a blast doing it.
I remember that.
And people were saying, like, dude, no offense, but I like this better. And I'm kind of like, I do too.
Yeah.
And then it morphed into a real project. But then pretty quickly, I mean, we were getting ready to go in the studio, and I was like, I do not want to call this by my name. This is a band.
Yeah.
And then that was discussed at length. And at least in the Pacific Northwest, the feeling was, well, people know your name.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, we need to change the name. But that's how we landed at what we landed at with the Glenn Cannon, The Damage Done.
And so it's not just Glenn Cannon.
No.
Glenn Cannon and. So
well, and that was another problem, too, is some of the material had already been released under my name, and I went in and tried to change the band name. They wouldn't let me re-release them. I even paid for new masters and new ISRC codes and stuff. They wouldn't let me release. It already had a digital fingerprint under
my name.
It's
all in that metadata.
Yeah.
Can't redo the metadata.
And so here's me literally saying, like, well, now, wait a minute, because Tom Petty will put out Tom Petty's greatest hits.
Yeah.
But these songs were released by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And, like, pretty much it's, well, Tom Petty can do that because he's Tom Petty.
Yeah.
You're an independent artist. If you released it as, you know, the Bare Knuckle Shuffle, guess what, pal? You're stuck with it.
Yep.
So if you look it all up, it's under Glenn Cannon. But if you look at any of the stuff itself, it's Glenn Cannon, The Damage Done. It's kind of the best we could.
Yeah.
It was the only way to meet in the middle. Which
What's that independent distributor that does a lot of stuff on Spotify?
We do. We use DistroKid.
DistroKid.
Yeah.
We got DistroKid on the phone.
Yeah, I'll do. Well, I talked to a couple reps.
Company,
they were really like, nice. Yeah, they were really like cool, but they were like, here's the problem. And I'm like, man, I get it.
Yeah.
Surely, you know, I was like, if we get it remastered and have the new ISRCs embedded, then it'll be a different track. And it was like, nope, that fingerprint's already out there. That digital fingerprint, it's not just numbers. It's literally, we'd have to go re-record the material, I think. And even then, it might get flagged as a cover. It's interesting with TikTok. I was just trying to post our music videos when they expanded their format to a maximum 10-minute video.
Mm-hmm.
And TikTok took our music off of our videos. So there's the band performing, and it's muted because of a copyright infringement. So TikTok's protecting us from us. Come on, man.
Got to protect yourself from yourself.
I've had to find workarounds. It's amazing.
That's so funny.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
We are getting super into the weeds with the nerdy details.
I love it, man.
But the reason why we're here is to come back around to this EP release show. Again, that's coming up on the June 24th at the Vessel Tap House in Linwood. And they're going to be joined by Upwell Custom, Beautiful Skeletons, Ghosts of the Pacific. And they're going to be releasing the Stranger Days.
Stranger Days. Yeah.
So not Strange Days, EP. And you can catch this song there live. You can catch, I'm assuming, are you going to play all the songs from the EP at the show?
Yes.
I think.
In the set list?
We may not play the ballads.
Maybe not.
I'm putting you on the spot here.
Yeah, no, we've been noticing since Manny joined, and it was just a matter of what we learned and what we had ready to go gig. But we've been just playing these super high-energy sets with no slow songs.
Nice.
And it's been working really well.
Really good.
Okay. Yeah, no, man. So we may not play any slow songs for a long time. Go ahead and just keep those lighters in your pocket.
You bring a hard rocker in the band, you become a hard rocker.
Dude, there you right. Go. Yeah, it's been great. The energy's been phenomenal.
Nice. Well, we're going to go into Hopeless. And again, you can catch them June 24th at the Vessel Tap House for their EP release show of Stranger Days. You're listening to Loud and Local. It's Glenn Cannon and The Damage Done. Here's Hopeless on the Rock.
Ah!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
That was Hopeless, Glenn Cannon, and The Damage Done, June 24th, their EP release show up at Vessel Tap House in Linwood. You can also catch Upwell, Custom, Beautiful Skeletons, and Ghost of the Pacific. You guys are playing up in Vessel Tap House in Linwood. As a band, what are some of your favorite venues in the Northwest? Oh, and Manny, feel free to jump in, you know, from your past bands and whatnot.
Obviously, Showbox is just a great, great legendary
great venue.
Yeah. I mean, Crocodile, yeah, those are obviously two legendary, just great venues to play. Yeah. What are some of the newer ones that we've played?
I've been really digging Tony. If you're up north, Tony V's.
Tony V's is always
if you're
great
down
venue.
South, Jazz Bones.
Yep.
Vessel, you know, our upcoming show at Vessel will be our first show there. Their old location was in Woodinville. And then I went up there to do the Hecate and Ticker show.
Yeah.
You know, they created Band Wars and like those two just hustle. They're creating all this great content. But while I was up there, I got a tour of the venue and it's got this amazing light show, this huge stage. It's this. So I'm really excited to play there because it looks like it's going to be a great.
What's this show? At Vessel?
This is June 24th. Yeah, we've never played there, but it looks like an amazing. When I saw the room, I was like, let's book a show here.
Nah.
Like I immediately, you know. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Erebus. Have you heard about this place? The Erebus down.
Oh yeah, we've.
Did you guys play there?
Yeah, we just.
Yeah,
played there.
We've been there a couple times.
Tulsa.
Love that place.
They always have these killer metal lineups, and I'm like, dude, I need to get down there. It's in the middle
you've
of
never
North.
Been?
Oh, it's a great venue
in Kelso, right?
Yeah.
To drive. It is the most rock and roll. Like, dude, you walk in, there's old school TVs everywhere with different horror movies playing.
It's a vibe.
It is vibey. It is rad. The staff is amazing. We've played there twice, and I cannot wait to go back.
Awesome. Yeah. Good turnout?
Yeah, man. It was, man. It was. We were down there with RAR.
Nice.
And just great people, great bands, great energy, great crowd. And if you have not been there,
I got to go.
You got to go to that venue, man.
Road trip to Kelso.
So cool. Oh, bro. It's worth the gas money. Trust me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, you know, I'm just curious about that. So, Manny, you haven't been on the show with this band. So, I wanted to kind of pick your brain a little bit. You in music, you know, what was like kind of your first, what sparked your interest in music or in becoming a musician?
I want to say, I think it was out cruising with my buddies long, long time ago. And I think I heard Styx. No, somebody had Styx, a Styx cassette. They put it on, and I think it was Pieces of Eight. And I heard that, and it just something clicked on my brain. That's what I want to do.
Awesome.
And from there on, I had a good friend of mine that introduced me to Yes and a lot of, Rush, all the area. So all the major, Rick Wakeman from Yes and all the John Lord from, Deep Purple and stuff like that. And Keith Emerson was another one. So just all the major keyboard players.
Had you been a piano player as a child?
No, I don't know. When I first started, I had no ear, no rhythm, no nothing.
Sure,
and
sure.
I taught myself and I didn't have the talent, but I had the talent to be persistent. Yeah. So I just kept at it. That's and then awesome. It wasn't until a little bit later I did take some formal classes in college, as a piano major.
Sure.
For a couple of years. But yeah, and then I actually quit for a while. I think I quit for about 10 years. And then one day my son, at that point he was 10 or 11, he comes in. Hey, Dad, have you ever heard of Black Sabbath?
No, I never heard of
Funny you should ask, son.
Funny you should ask. So it just snowballed from there, and to see Iron Maiden and awesome. Stuff like that and Dream Theater. And then I kind of got reintroduced to Dream Theater, so that became a huge Dream Theater.
They're coming to town.
Yes, they are.
Well, you were Redmond in a Dream Park. Theater tribute for
Marymore Park. Yeah.
Yeah, and actually, so, not before I was playing with Glenn here, a couple of years ago, I did start a Dream Theater tribute band.
Awesome.
And that was still that had to have been a workout, man. That's some serious material.
That was very interesting. That was extremely interesting. What helped me a lot, we stopped playing because of COVID, but Jordan Root as a keyboard player, he opened up basically there was like eight of us, and we were doing video chats with him. Awesome. And he and I kind of became friends, and also it was really cool. Pick his brain on the tribute that I'm doing. So
that's cool.
That was really cool.
That's
part
awesome,
of it. But yeah, it was definitely a workout. It was tons and tons of hours of.
Yeah, that's some serious material.
That's really no joke. And Dream Theater fans will be like, you didn't get it right.
Oh, yeah. You missed one note.
Try again, you didn't get it right. What's your favorite Northwest bands of all time?
I honestly, the first time I heard Windowpane, I was blown away. I was definitely blown away with Windowpane. And I think one of the first, I was with Catatone at the time, and one of the first shows we did was opening up for Windowpane, and that was some good times.
That's awesome.
And that kind of, went its course, and then I joined with Mechanism, and that we had a good run with Mechanism, too. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Well, welcome to Loud and Local awesome. and back with Glenn Cannon, the Damage
we're
Done.
Psyched
I'm stoked to hear.
Psyched to have Manny.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was just going to say, that's the thing I love about all of us in this band is every single one of us is from a different walk of life in music. Like, we come from completely separate area codes when it comes to music, but the way we all get together and we all speak the same language is
remind us
cool.
What kind of your background with music and the genres and the bands and whatnot?
I was born on an island in the middle Pacific Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of grew up, I was born on Maui, so my dad's full-blooded Hawaiian, so I did a lot of Hawaiian music. I think back in those days it was a lot of Eagles and Doobie Brothers and Kenny Loggins or Loggins and Messina, should say. So kind of grew up on that, and then parents got divorced, moved here to Washington, and then I got deep into hip-hop.
Nice.
Like, deep.
Yeah.
Like, I was a huge Public Enemy fan for a long time. And I got deep, and so I like all those hip hop beats and rhythms and stuff, right?
Being Did you ever practice on the turntables or anything? Did you ever learn that?
No, I was the drummer. I was the guy trying to play the sound, like trying to play those grooves, trying to catch that feel, that vibe of hip hop and stuff like that, and just really, really trying to get the groove and stuff like that.
You ever play live with a hip hop group or anything?
Well, I did a couple songs with the Blue Scholars.
Wow. Okay.
Or at least Gio.
Yeah.
From the Blue Scholars, did a couple songs with him. But other than that, no.
He's going now as Prometheus Brown.
That's right, Prometheus Brown. Yeah. That's right. And then I think it was end of eighth grade, I was watching MTV when they had videos. And
not just ridiculousness.
Right. And this video comes on, and the video starts, and it's this wave cresting, and then you hear the intro to Alive. Pearl Jam's Alive.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was, but in that moment when I saw that video, everything changed for me.
Nice.
I was like, oh my God, what is going on?
Yeah.
And I had some friends, you know, in freshman in high school, they were deep in the local scene, and we'd go down and catch mural shows or, that's you know, awesome. I never really caught anybody who went to Rock Candy those kind of legendary things like that. But started the scene, and then started getting with friends in high school bands, and then we were signing waivers to play at bars and clubs stuff like that at 17.
What was your band names? Let's hear them.
Let's see. The first band I was ever in was called the Ring-Tailed Lemurs.
Okay. Classic kid band.
Yeah,
I like
Ring-Tailed. Yeah. That was our high school band. We did pretty good. Won the Battle of Bands.
Okay.
Got some recording time out of it. Yeah, we kicked some ass. It was
all right.
Sorry, it's pretty good. And then the second band was Out From Underneath, and that's when we started doing shows with Lindo Payne.
Okay.
Started doing a lot of
Out From Underneath was
we were doing those Showbox shows and doing those big shows back in the late '90s, early 2000s.
Right.
And then my world kind of changed in the rock. Yeah. And so I've been kind of doing that. I mean, obviously, I've got that hip hop in
there. Sure,
yeah. Thank God,
those,
dude.
Those beats and those kind
of
Louis' sense of pocket and bounce is part of what makes this band so effective.
I know. These guys make it so easy to just do anything.
That's awesome.
Especially with Louis. I tell him almost every time, you know, sometimes we carpool. Dude, you just make everything just melt like butter, man.
That's
just
awesome. It's all good. Like I said.
Did you F-bomb?
We can go.
I was so fixated on what you were saying.
Ain't lie. But so you mentioned Pearl Jam.
Man.
Is that your favorite Northwest band of all time?
I think I have to say Pearl Jam and Soundgarden were the ones that got me hook, line, and sinker and kind of transitioned me from hip hop over into the, you know,
heavy rock
music and stuff like that. And that's when I just, I mean, it was obviously I heard it all growing up, you know, I just never got into the hair bands and the metal. And I just thought the guys in spandex and seeing their junk through their spandex, I just didn't.
Oh, that's
do it
the
for
best
me.
Part. I don't even like music.
Like, and I mean, even when Guns N' Roses first came out, I remember seeing Welcome to the Jungle and when that video started and I saw Axel, I was like, who's this chick?
Yeah, there was a lot of hair in that video.
Girl. And so I didn't get it at the beginning. I was kind of a late bloomer on Guns N' Roses a little bit. I got it eventually.
Sure.
I'm there hook, line, sinker now. But so that's kind of where my transition started, though, was Pearl Jam and Soundgarden, just those early Soundgarden records. And then, hearing some of that. You know, I'm having a blank. What was the Pearl Jam? What was before Pearl Jam?
Oh,
Mookie Blaylock?
Mookie Blaylock.
No, you're thinking of Green
Temple of the Dog.
Green River.
Not Green River.
Temple of the Dog.
Who's Andy? Andy Wood was in the band.
Oh, that's Mother Love Bone.
Mother Love Bone, thank you.
That's a great record. Yeah, no. Hey, man, I get it. I get it.
That Mother Love Bone record and the early Soundgarden records were where I just kind of, it just took off from there, man.
Nice.
It just got deeper and deeper and I didn't stop.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Cool to know your backstory here. And since we're going into it, I mean, we all know Windowpane, right? But let's go back further than that, man. So what got you to pick up a guitar? I know Led Zeppelin's your favorite band.
Yeah.
Was it Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, it would. I mean.
And this is back in Maryland?
Yes. So I'm from Western Maryland originally. And, you know, little kid, mom loved the Beatles, dad loved Roy Orbison, but my house was hot rods, right? Yeah. And muscle cars and stuff. So I kind of grew up around that. But
did your dad have a pompadour by chance?
No, man, no. But he used to drag race Harley Davidsons and stuff. Like literally, there was no allowance at my house. It was I got $2 a week for scrubbing car parts in like a pan full of gasoline.
Nice, yeah.
You know, it was the 70s. That's what love was.
Yeah.
But
I used to pick up cigarette butts and got a cent each.
Man. Oh,
really? Yeah, my fingers got tarred, and I remember.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I got tarred. This is so white trash. I remember being like, in my mind, I was like, I want my dad to smoke more cigarettes so I can get more money.
Pictured you getting this bizarre nicotine contact high.
Yeah,
like,
and I get,
man, I'm all sweaty and I feel sick to my stomach, but I want more.
Like the trashiest thing. Anyways, keep going. So you were scrubbing.
I really, it's a friend of mine, actually, sadly, he passed away a few years ago, but. It would have been the age where playing with G.I. Joes was rad, you know? And I was at my friend Jan Vandenberg's house. We were playing G.I. Joes. And, like, randomly out of the middle of nowhere, sort of, he was like, man, have you ever heard the Lemon Song? And I was like, what is a Lemon Song? And he's like, oh, come here, man. So he went and got his cassette tapes, you know, and he played me the Lemon Song. And that was it. Like, dude, you ruined my life. I could have been a cosmetic surgeon. Yeah. You did that to me when I was like 9 or 10 or however you are, you know, however old I was. Yeah. Then right after that, he played me Bohemian Rhapsody. And again, I'm like, Bohemian what? Then I remember that was it. That's what initially just was like ruined my life, so to speak. And, you know, I say that jokingly, but then
also enriched it.
Like, what's that?
Also enriched it.
Well, yeah, definitely, man, times, definitely. You know, but, no, definitely enriched it. It didn't ruin my life, you know, not at all. I would change the mistakes I made, but other than that, I wouldn't change a thing. But Hendrix, I got really into Hendrix.
Awesome.
But again, it was like I had to walk into Camelot Music at the mall and say, you know that song that goes, hey, Joe, as I had heard it on the radio, and I had to sing it to the guy, and he's like, oh, that's Jimi Hendrix. Come here, man. And I remember buying Smash Hits.
Yeah.
You know, and so it was... It was Hendrix, Zeppelin, Pink Floyd. Fell in love with David Gilmour's playing. And honestly, when I first started playing that type of music, I'd played piano, I'd played trumpet, I'd played a little bit of everything. Yeah. I started as a bass player because everyone was a damn mediocre guitar player and everyone was a mediocre singer. And I was like, I want to play rock and roll, so I'll play the bass. And I started out as a bass player, so it's cool. I'm a guitar player that actually knows how to count. But you know, in no time, I was like, man, I want to get into a little bit more in-depth songwriting and picked up. It was my mom's acoustic guitar, actually. Mm-hmm. It was my first guitar, and then I fell in love with it, and now I'm another mediocre guitar player like everybody else, man.
Fast forward a couple of years, you start Windowpane in Maryland.
Started Windowpane right out of high school in Maryland, and the way things worked back there... you did three sets a night of covers and maybe one or two originals. And then if you went into major markets like Pittsburgh or Baltimore or places like that, you would do maybe a 45 minute set of your own stuff. So primarily it was a cover band. So, you know, I'm 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, cutting my teeth, learning all these songs. And we did everything from Rush to Neil Young to, of course, Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, Nirvana. That was all popular at the time. Soundgarden. But Zeppelin, we did a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And did that for the longest time. And then I got bebopped around the country a bit. I was in Central Florida for a minute and then wound up here in about 97 or 98.
And what brought you guys here?
It was a musician from my hometown. No, I actually was dead set not to move to Seattle.
Because I don't want to be another Seattle.
Well,
band.
Seattle was this huge thing. And, and I was down in Central Florida, and it was me and my drummer. We were performing as a three-piece at the time. And
Florida man, Glenn Campbell.
Another bass player. My drummer wasn't. And I knew a guy from my hometown named Joe Malloy. He sadly has passed away. Mm-hmm. But Joe had moved out here to go to art school. And I hit up Joe and said, dude, I'm in Florida. I'm kind of working the East Coast. I'm touring. We're getting write-ups and stuff. We're doing well. Come down here and join Windowpane. And he was like, no way, dude. You know, like, move to Seattle. I was like, I do not want to be a little fish in the biggest pond in America, dude. Yeah. Like, because that was my perception of Seattle at the time. Seattle was, I mean, Sears had grungeware. I mean, Seattle was the thing. And I was like, I don't want to go there. And Joe was like, dude, I'm not moving to Florida. Trust me, come up here. So it was literally to play music with him. And my drummer and I threw, I mean, I didn't even have, dude, you know, I was like sleeping on the floor and stuff. I had a guitar rig and I had some clothes. And we drove up here to play with Joe. And that's how I got here, man.
First time on KISW. What was it?
Oh, man.
Was it with Kathy Faulkner or was it years later?
No, it would have been. I mean, I know Kathy's a sweetheart. I've gotten to know her well, but it was after Kathy. It would have been.
Jolene?
No, before Jolene. Okay. Who was the girl that ran Loud and Local? Yes. Peanut had us on for Loud and Local.
Awesome.
Yep. That would have been my first time on KSW. Yeah. And then I remember meeting Miggs and Castle at a show we did at the Crocodile, the original Crocodile. Yeah. And that spawned that friendship.
Was Steve the producer?
Yeah, that's right. He was Steve the producer. Well, I remember Steve the producer from his Andy Savage days on 107.7. He had met then. But yeah, you know, over time, I just got to be friends with all these guys. And then really, Misha, who is in Stoned Evergreen Travelers. And of course, famous for Witchburn. And then, was it Local 808?
I'm not sure.
I might be wrong. But anyway, she invited me to come play. She was like, I know you know how to play War Pigs on guitar. I do this thing with the Air Staff called the New Originals. Would you come play War Pigs? And I was like, sure, Misha, I'd love to. So I joined the New Originals and was playing guitar or singing, I think, just on that song. Met Steve Rock that way. And then the New Originals became the catalyst for like these lifelong friendships, like with everyone
worst
up here.
Worst band, best drugs.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on shows I don't remember. Me and Thrill have had some very unique moments. and Miggs, because, you know, Miggs and I went on to do the Bruiser Brody project. And that was an absolute riot. You know, while it lasted, that was a really incredible, fun thing to do. And that was another, let's not pick it up, guess it. Steve booked a studio time. The band hadn't even played together yet.
Wow.
And I was like, Steve, you got to postpone. He's like, no, we're going in the studio in 2 weeks. And we cut that EP and, you know, on, I think we had two rehearsals and we went in and made the record.
Awesome.
That was a good time, man.
Great.
Good time, yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're giving people plenty of stories. I like this. This is interesting. You know, giving people, it's a VH1 Behind the Music, Glenn Cannon and the Damage. Again, June 24th, EP release show up at the Vessel Tap House. Going to be playing alongside Upwell Custom, Beautiful Skeletons, and Ghosts of the Pacific. You heard their new single, Hopeless. We're going to go into another one. We're going to play Nobody. Who wants to introduce? What's this one?
Can I tell the story? I'm jabberjaw anyway. Thanks for the coffee, Kevin.
You're welcome.
like I was saying, we work remotely a lot where we just send each other ideas. And then we get together and sort of realize the ideas. Well, we were doing a bunch of that and Louis sent me one back and he was like, dude, what about this? And it was literally, I had come up with a song and performed it live into my cell phone, just me and an acoustic guitar. And I sent that to Louis. Well, Louis took it and put drums to it and sent it back. I was like, I don't even remember doing that. He's like, dude, this is a really good song. So I think the song Nobody would have vanished had it not been for Louis. And it was just this kind of somber, kind of bouncy acoustic thing. And honestly, it was Louis's sense of groove and pocket. And then honestly, you know, Jeff put in this just gorgeous, gorgeous bass.
Very melodic.
Oh, man, yeah, you know, so, and that was,
awesome.
It was all from a cell phone demo that I had forgotten I even made, and Louis was the one that was like, no, this is a good piece of material, we need to stoke this fire.
It was a great song. I wasn't about to let it slip through.
Oh,
I was
man.
Like, wait a minute, guys.
Yeah, he really brought it to life, dude, and it's honestly, on Spotify, it's our highest streaming song. I think it's over 155,000.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a cell phone demo that Louis, really, I champion Louis
song,
all the
really.
Way. He was like, dude, this is a piece of material.
Yeah.
Like, do what I tell you, Glenn, and shut up. And he was right.
We needed to do that song.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go into it. This is Nobody Here. It's Loud and Local with Glenn Cannon and The Damage Done.
Ain't nobody listening, because there ain't nobody cares. Ain't nobody coming, because there ain't nobody there. Ain't no great tomorrow. Ain't no good today, but I guess we'll keep on keeping on. Things have always been that way. Lay down silent beside me, put your head in my hand. In your screams, faceless monster wraps his hands around your neck again. In this world where nothing's what it seems, you can't see the point in coming out. Ain't nobody listening, 'cause there ain't nobody cares. Cause there ain't nobody there. Ain't no great tomorrow. Ain't no good today. But I guess we'll keep on keeping on. Cause there ain't nobody cares. Ain't nobody coming. Cause there ain't nobody there. Ain't no great tomorrow. Ain't no good today. But I guess we'll keep on keeping on. Things have always been that way. Cause there ain't nobody cares. Ain't nobody coming. Cause there ain't nobody there. Ain't no great tomorrow. Ain't no good today. But I guess we keep on keeping on. Things have always been that way.
Back here on Loud and Local with Glenn Cannon and The Damage Done. Again, June 24th, the EP release show up at the Vessel Tap House in Lynnwood alongside Upwell Custom, Beautiful Skeletons, and Ghost of the Pacific.
Yeah, Ghost of the Pacific. And they have a single as well. New single. I know they're doing some recording. Yeah, it's a great bill. We're really excited about that show. I mean, for a while, I did a couple shows filling in on guitar with Custom when their guitarist, Adam, who's a longtime friend of mine. I love that. Everyone in that band, I love those guys. Adam injured himself, and they were going to have to cancel two shows. And I was like, nah, man, I'll learn this stuff. Yeah. And no rehearsals.
Did you have to dress up like him and pretend to be him?
No, I can't be that cool. Never be that cool. I just had to go do me, and I've been apologizing to Adam ever since.
Nice.
And I think he's sort of maybe forgiven me a little bit.
Okay.
But I got to jam with those boys. And for me, it was a dream come true. I got to go play with Custom, you know.
Yeah.
Upwell's been one of my, Tawny and I, my wife and I love that band. You know, they've been around for a long time, but it was their In Through the Outro record that is just, I think it's one of the best records ever made, actually, man. Wow. I'm a huge fan of that band. And then the tour that got canceled due to COVID, there was only one show we got to play, and it was a place called Heavy Metal Brewing in Oregon, and we played with and met Beautiful Skeletons that night, and that spurred a serious friendship. They're an amazing band, wonderful people, you know. So it's like every band on the bill goes to the Pacific, Beautiful Skeletons, Custom, Upwell. It's to me, it feels like a very much a family affair. They're all bands that we're all really fans of, that we're friends. Like, I know some of the guys from Ghost of the Pacific from other projects. Like, there's that lineage. So it's always cool when you get to play a show like that where it feels like a family reunion. You're almost more excited to watch the other bands play than you are to play yourself.
Good vibes.
Yeah, absolutely.
If people cannot make it to the show, either they have, you know, family they got to take care of, night job, whatever it is, can't make it to the show, what's the best way to support you guys and check out the album?
We are on every digital medium you can think of. We tend to push Spotify a lot because to be the one that, say, the industry or primarily, like in the touring industry, they look a lot at Spotify because they'll look at what markets you're seeing streams.
Sure.
And that helps us out. But you can find us everywhere. The website, the direct website for the band, is either glencannonandthedamagedone.com mm-hmm. or glencannon.net. They both take you to the same place. Like I said, you can find us everywhere: YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora. We're everywhere. On social media, Glenn Cannon, The Damage Done. On TikTok, same on Instagram. And we just started a new band group page as well,
awesome.
Which is Glenn Cannon, The Damage Done Fans, Family, and Friends, I think the page is called.
Cool.
It's interesting because I keep trying to invite people, and then it keeps flagging me for observing community standards, and I keep getting kicked off for 24 hours. And I swear, I think it's because Facebook's the word damage is in the name of the page.
Really?
So, I've got like 5,000 people I need to invite to this thing, and I've been doing them 10, 15 at a time, and it'll be anything from 1 to 2 hours to 24 hours. I get kicked off Facebook for not observing community standards. And I really do think it's because the algorithm is seeing the word damage and it's going, oh, he's inciting violence. He's a hateful, hateful man.
Huh. He's an insurrectionist.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Amazing.
But yeah,
we'll join that.
We're everywhere. Please find us. It is such a family affair. I mean, we are four blue collar working class musicians. There ain't no money, but there's a lot of love. So yeah. It and means a lot to us. Yeah. And it's a really good time, man. That's it's, awesome. It's, no stress, no nonsense, just we'd love to share this with you. And if we can make you smile and make you happy, that's all we want to do. So, you know,
let's smile.
Find us on the interweb.
Or go see them again June 24th, 30th at the Vessel Tap House in Linwood with Upwell Custom. Beautiful Skeletons. It goes to the Pacific. We're going to go into a final song here from the EP. But before we do, shout outs and thank yous.
Oh, my goodness. Go first, Louie.
Boy, who do we start with? I'll start with family, I guess, right?
Sure.
Start, shout out with my family.
Yeah.
My wife, my kids.
Yeah.
There we go.
Is it your aunt that puts us up when we're in Oregon?
Aunt Barb. Oh, yeah. Aunt Barb. That's my sister-in-law that hooks us up.
Thank you, honey.
That helps us get to point A to point B.
Awesome.
In the middle in our travels. Yeah. Who else do we want to thank?
I definitely would thank Brett Eliason.
Definitely.
He's one of my best friends, truly. He's also extraordinarily talented, and he's an excellent producer. He really helps us realize what we're doing. And, you know, it's one of those things where he listens to us play, and it's like, Glenn, are you even listening to what your drummer just did? And I'm like, what are you talking about, man? He helps us be the best we can be, and That's believes awesome. In us, and it means the world to us. So Brett and his wife, Tanya. Of course, my family. My family wouldn't be here without them, but so many friends and kind people here in Seattle. Definitely got to, you know, I want to thank Craig and Sandy Randall for sure. They've helped me out so much.
Kevin, I want to thank you.
Yeah, what's up, Kevin?
Thank you
yeah,
for
man.
Being a champion for local music and the scene around here, man, and helping lift everybody up and giving everybody a voice, brother. Thank
Appreciate
you.
That, yeah, dude. Thank you.
Thank you.
People, I think a lot of people don't realize how lucky they are to have Loud and Local or to have Metal Shop.
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of markets that don't have
That's true.
What you do, bro. So
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You.
We appreciate it too,
appreciate
homie.
Appreciate you.
Awesome. Yeah. It's a mutual love affair here, man. And showing appreciation, playing the music, and stoked to you guys to be able to share this music with everyone on June 24th. And thanks for coming up to Loud and Local.
Manny, is there anyone you want to thank, dude?
Yeah.
I think I talked to...
Oh, that's all good.
Sorry, Kevin.
No worries.
No, actually, I mean, honestly, I wanted to thank Jeff, Louie, and Glenn, man. They welcomed me into this band with open arms. I don't think I've ever been in a band. Well, I take that back. There is some. But it's just been... such an honor. It's great.
Yeah, we're lucky to have you, dude.
So, now, love you, brother.
The other person I want to thank is my girlfriend, Ann. She supports the band tremendously,
awesome.
Supports me. It's been great. You know, and
puts up with the racket.
I want to thank my wife, Tawny, too, since she's sitting quietly in the corner. Hi, honey. Remember the time I almost forgot to say I love you on the radio?
Aww. I'm going to cut that part out so you did forget to say it. I'm just kidding.
Just tell me when I cussed.
Nice. So we're going to go into it. Soapbox Preachers, final words. Who's going to say it? Final words.
I think Manny. Yeah. No way, man. I've talked too much.
Leave us with some knowledge.
It's on you, Manny.
Some knowledge.
What do you got, Manny?
All I have to say is, if you haven't seen our shows these days or lately, it's fun, man. You have to come to one of our live shows. We feed off the audience, and the audience feeds us off of us, and everybody's smiling, everybody's just having a great time, and we have this section, we go into a jam where everybody's just loving it. Whatever you're having a bad day, it's gone right there. So
nice, man. Cool. All right. Well, you heard the man. June 24th at the Vessel Tap House in Linwood. Catch the Stranger Days EP release show. It's Glenn Cannon and the Damage Done Soapbox Preachers here on Loud and Local. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Down, your critics rule the day. Safe on their soapboxes, you're wrong no matter what you say.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.